We are thrilled now to be joined by the American President's Cup captain and one of the busiest men in golf over the last few weeks. He is the most recent inductee to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the good guys. He's Freddie Couples. Freddie, you've been busy, my friend.
Yeah, John, it's been a whirlwind. I hurt my back, and I haven't played in about 6 or 7 weeks, but I've been working a little bit with Davis, not that much, as he would tell you. I missed a couple team meetings and couldn't quite get the team over the hump on Sunday, but, boy, Davis did a great job, and that's pretty much what I've been doing the last month and a half, just waiting for the Ryder Cup, and today we're down in Ohio at Jack's Course getting ready for next year's President's Cup.
Indeed. And once again, you will be naming your assistant captain. I don't think it's a surprise to anybody. Let our listeners know who's going to be standing beside you.
Well, Jay Haas will be the assistant again. And then, Michael's been the assistant before, and then he couldn't go last year, so he's on hold for a while. And, we're hoping he can make that decision down the line. But today, I'm naming Jay, and then I'm going to wait a little longer just to, let the feel of the Ryder Cup get over. But Jay and I have been doing this and been friends forever, so he's very excited about it, and I'm excited Jay's going to be my right-hand man.
Well, absolutely, and I know how excited he gets for this. Have you recovered yet? Are you over the exhaustion of the Ryder Cup leading into – into today's press conference?
Johnny, you worked your tail off. You're an American, but you're reporting the news, and it was an amazing Sunday. And to be quite honest with you, as an assistant captain, I was very calm out there. I was trying to keep the players calm. We were nervous. They were nervous. They obviously did a better job on the last few holes than we did, but our guys, worked their way back into having a great shot at winning it, even though we were ahead 4 points. And so to answer your question, I'm really not over it because it's like a golf tournament for me. It's never over when you don't play well on Sunday and you sit back and you think, what could I have done? I need to work on putting, or my bunker play was weak. I just think they were a little better on Sunday, and they got that momentum. And then, when it came down to the end, Ian Poulter was his usual self, phenomenal. Justin Rose, I don't need to go over it all, bore the people, they already watched it. But, critical matches, they won. And then, it just came down to the end. And, I'm proud of our guys because it was a great team room. And we just could not get enough points to win it. It was kind of shocking and surprising, but, you played a lot of golf. When people say it's never easy, they mean it. It was never easy.
I think, Freddie, quite frankly, I know more about regrets on Monday morning than you do. That's all I can tell you.
Can I ask you, what did you see? You're talking to me, but I'd like to see what you saw.
I thought that the putt that Justin Rose made on 17, and I don't know if you were there, I thought that was, we knew they were going to come out with all guns blazing. But then to turn around the match on Phil Mickelson the way Justin did, and Phil did everything he could do. He hit a pitch shot that would have ended the match that hit the hole and didn't go in, and the crowd was vocal and excited, and then Justin, he summoned something, and he hit a putt that he had to make, and he made it. And all of a sudden, that was the first time I think it occurred to me that, oh, this is for real. This is happening. Something has to change, or they're gonna run us over.
Yeah, no, and great point. It looked like, again, I was not nervous. There was a couple times where I thought, okay, well, Duff's going to win his match, and Dustin won his match. And then all of a sudden, that Peter Hansen fought back to only get it one down. And I'm thinking, my God, three down to one down. But Duff ended up winning, and what a great week he had. He was phenomenal. But, the fear of putt. I'm sitting on the tee with a couple other assistants, and I said, you guys, this is it. If he makes this putt, we win. I guarantee it. And obviously, you know, he didn't make it. He hit a good putt. It just, you know, didn't go in. But there were other key putts. We still had opportunities. We just didn't do it. And we didn't do it because we really hit horrible shots. It just was like you said, they were a little bit better and they played stronger. And when you get that momentum, you ride it. And we did that the first 2 days. We were really ahead of them every segment. You know, both times on Friday, both times on Saturday, and on Sunday, you know, they did it. And I was surprised. I'm not disappointing their guys ever. They put on a great show. It's disappointing, and you just go on. I mean, I think a lot of these guys will get over it fast. Some will think about it for days, months. But, you know, in the long run, you know, I was on a team way back when Ray Foy was a captain, and I lost the match to Christy O'Connor, and it crucified me. I didn't really want to play for a long time, and several guys came up and said, look, you know, it'll make you a better player, and you kind of go, yeah, sure it will. But in the long run, it did. And I can easily look back and say that, you know, the looks on Lanny Watkins' face and Curtis Strange and all these top players made me think, you know, how big a deal this is. And I think that's what Martin Keimer said. And I liked his words there when he made that putt. You know, I really didn't have any idea, and it's the biggest thing in the world to me. And he made a 6-foot putt. He does that all the time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Can we compare the atmosphere there to the atmosphere in Melbourne last year? Because it seemed like the Australian fans were just so fired up for the President's Cup last year.
You know what? Great point, John. I'm doing this thing and I'm sitting thinking, you know how they have in the paper, like the USA Today, I want to thank you. I think somehow, and I'm going to try, I don't know if you can ever do it, but the fans in Chicago were unbelievable. And I think they should probably be congratulated. But so was Europe. And I'm sure there are a lot of European people that live in the area that came out and supported them. Australia was incredible. And I think people saw that, and then they just made it better in Chicago. And I believe the next place we play, which will be the President's Cup here in Ohio, it'll even be better. And the first tee, for anyone out there who ever wants to go to a Ryder Cup or President's Cup, I think from now on you want to get to the first tee. It was unbelievable. I played 30 years on tour. I've never seen anything like that. I've seen roars. I've seen this and that. I mean, they clapped when guys were on the putting green, and they chanted and cheered, and it was crazy. And I think the people in Chicago really lifted our spirits, and they couldn't do it on Sunday. They yelled loud enough. We just couldn't make them get any more excited because we didn't win many matches. It was a bizarre Sunday.
It was a bizarre Sunday. You know, we were talking about it on Sunday night about the President's Cup and about Muirfield Village and the golf course there. And I thought, as great a golf course as this was for match play, Muirfield Village is even better because there's so many holes that you can, you know, go for in two. There's so many risk-reward shots on that golf course.
You're not a kid. And I mean, you know, there's a lot of water. The 17th hole, just like at Medina, over the water will be incredible. I think the 17th hole at Jack's course is probably harder, which is scarier. But you're correct. I mean, I'm sure they'll move the tees up on 14 and let the boys try and drive that green. And as you know, John, if you go left hitting driver, the odds of making three are very, very slim. So when they say risk-reward, it's definitely going to be that. But the whole course, great match play course. Obviously, with Jack Nicklaus running the show and being the host, it's going to be a grand slam. And went to a function with 1,000 people that showed up for a breakfast, and they were saying that the most they ever had were 600. So, you know, I think Jack has these people fired up a year in advance.
Well, I think the combination of you and Jack, obviously, together with Jay Haas on the American side, can only really build these matches in stature. You watch the President's Cup. We all love the President's Cup, but so far we haven't had that same type of excitement because the fact is, Freddie, you're just too successful. You guys are too good in these matches.
Nick Price is here, and we talked about that. And to be honest, it's very hard to figure out when you look at it, because I've been on these President's Cup team years ago where you go up and down their list, and it's like, you know, the who's who of international golf, and they were the top players for a long time. And we have, I mean, again, Johnny, that Ryder Cup, the worst ranked player was what, 35th or 36th?
Yeah.
That would be Nicholas Kolsarts. And of course, on Friday, he made 8 birdies and an eagle as the worst player in the field. So obviously, it showed you the talent of really golf. And that blew my mind. I mean, you got 24 guys. The worst guy was ranked 36th. That's incredible to me. So golf's getting stronger. All these team events are incredible. And the President's Cup, we've been on the good side of it, you know, a lot more than we've been on the bad side. And I just believe that us playing in a Ryder Cup helps that. I think that we do it every other year. They do it every 2 years. There are a lot of nerves. And it's just one of those things where we feel more comfortable playing. Our players play alternate shot a lot, and that's a huge advantage.
Yeah,
I don't really have any more. Yeah.
And you discovered some great teams last year that carried through this year. Webb and Bubba, I thought, were a fascinating combination. I wouldn't have put them together. Apparently, they told you they wanted to play together, and what a successful group that's been.
No, they did. And then again, when they came here for Davis, they wanted to play together too. And they just feed off each other amazing. And they're two, you know, unbelievable team players. I mean, they will do anything, but what they want to do is go out first. And that's not an easy match. I mean, a lot of times you would never, I mean, you know, Webb is a U.S. Open champ, but when you look at these people, he's a first-time Ryder Cupper. You know, he was nervous, and he did an unbelievable job. He fought very hard. I watched most of his match. Davis would get out there and get Webb going, and he just couldn't stay ahead. He was one up after 11 and 12, and he just couldn't keep that pace, but he played extremely good golf. And then you go down the list, you know, and, you know, the Tiger Stricker thing didn't work out as best it could, and I changed them up last year, and then Stricker went and won some points, and Tiger went and did his deal. And, you know, everyone picks on everyone, they don't win a match, but, you know, you're there, and you got to remember, they're fielding two good players in Europe, too. It's not like, you know, just because we think they're the best players, they're going to go out there and beat Europe's other two players. They're phenomenal golfers. What Ian Poulter did was miraculous, and what he does to a team is miraculous. And I think that's what, you know, we have on our team, too. We have guys that are leaders, and then we have guys that love to get the crowd going and get behind the other 11 guys, and that's kind of what Bubba's deal is.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Freddie, I don't want to keep you any longer. Yeah, I know how tired you must be, but I do want to obviously congratulate you personally for being elected to the Hall of Fame. That is quite an honor.
Well, thanks, Johnny, and you guys do a great job for us, and I'm always happy to come on.
Well, I appreciate it. Get some rest, would you?
I'm going to sleep for days. Don't call me. Do not call me.
Okay. Don't worry. You know what I did yesterday? I slept all day.
Good for you. No, you probably walked 30 miles or 40 miles in 3 days.
You know what? I can use it. You saw me this week. Yeah. That's not going to hurt me any.
All right. Well, get some more rest, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Freddie.